107.7 Today FM. Good morning, I'm Kate, and it is a pleasure to see the mayor himself, Martin Ritzma, is in the studio with me this morning on Christmas Eve.
Well, you know, Kate, before we get into the positives, you know what, there's a little bit, can we do a little airing of grievances here? I want to go back, and you know, I got, and we can start 2025 fresh, but I want to go back to you. CGCS celebrated his 100th birthday in Market Square.
Yes.
And you wouldn't let me even close to the community cruiser. So I have to get that goodness. Out. No, I got to get it out there. I've got
it. You know, it wasn't even in August. It was back in May, actually.
Oh, was it?
Before okay. our big oh,
really?
Celebration.
I'm really hanging on to this.
Martin has been upset with me since May. It was the Stratford Police Service's community barbecue.
It was.
It was a rainy, nasty day.
And I could have been in the community cruiser, you know, giving my great thoughts on this great community. But oh, no, they shut it down. They locked the doors and she stayed tight inside. So anyway, I'm almost through of it. It's airing of grievances. It's like a Seinfeld episode here in studio this
because
morning.
Because it's Christmas.
So George Costanza is saying, I need to air my grievances.
Because it's Christmas, I'm begging for forgiveness.
Well, let's not get carried away. Can I think about the forgiveness to start with?
Oh, man. So what happened? I'll put my piece in. What happened was it was raining, and I was in the cruiser, and you were grilling, and I didn't even know you were there. Because Joe's Diner brought this marvelous tent, had walls.
But I want to say to that, walls or no walls, my bride always says she can hear me before she sees me. So I'm going to, that's not cutting it in the court
that's
of law
true.
Here today.
No, it was my fault. I should have went over and looked for you.
Should have, could have, would have. So
I
Kate,
have.
You know what? Let's let it go. I'm going to, airing of grievances, we're done with that. I'm going to let it go. If I bring it up again, bad on me. Let's talk Christmas.
Mayor Martin Ritzma, I'm glad that you can forgive me for 2025 and that we can start anew.
Yeah, we'll start anew January 1.
Yeah. Well, it's so great to have you in the studio and talking to me again. And, you know, it's Christmas Eve tonight. Oh. Do you have any traditions that you're looking
traditions.
Forward to?
Traditions. And the stores, some of the stores in downtown Stratford know I'm coming. So today is a big day. I am a 24th shopper. I love it. It doesn't mean that things aren't running around my head. And it doesn't mean my bride doesn't say, well, do you have what you need? Because I do have what I need in my head. I just have to put it into action. So today I will finish out the gifts. I do on Christmas Eve tonight, I am going... There's one family that I visit every Christmas Eve, without a doubt, for the last, gosh darn, I don't know how many years. It might be, gee whiz, it might be 40-some years. So they've stopped trying to wait up for me, but tonight I will be there. And I always leave them a little treat. It's kind of amber in color, but that's certainly a Christmas tradition. Certainly church is a big one. And you know, obviously friends and family. So one daughter, Jillian, will be home tomorrow, and then followed that somehow we'll connect with Benjamin and his family. So
wonderful.
It's filled with just some good quiet time, but also some good active time, because we have four granddaughters from 9 until 2, and everyone's got special time for their opa. So I think maybe of all the Christmas piece I'm looking the most forward to is seeing Francis and Marion and Ava and Lucy and their excitement and them sitting up on my knee. And I know Lucy for sure will be sitting at the table tomorrow having her turkey meal on Opa's lap, not in a chair. I'm not sitting in a booster when I got Opa.
That's so sweet. Well, Martin, I wish the best Christmas of all Christmases to you and your family this year. Did you have a lot planned over your vacation?
I don't have a lot planned. And
that's the beauty of it.
And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. It's, you know, I enjoy the busyness of the role. I love it. I'm humbled by the role. But you yourself know that when you're in a space, in public space, and where you're on, you have to be on. And there's no middle of the road when you're in public space. And and so I think you can appreciate this piece, that sometimes when you get to turn that dial back, it's almost off. It's not, you're never off, but I'll appreciate some time where I don't have to be on, just like being in radio. You know, once you turn the mic on, you're on. Yes. And so I look forward to that a bit, but the city of Stratford and its residents are never far from my mind, especially the individuals in our community that are homeless and marginalized. Mm-hmm. I look forward to popping in tomorrow. St. James Church has their luncheon, and I look forward to that, where it's just unconditional love. You come, you have a meal, and you know, it's nothing but a good meal and the warmth of the individuals around you with the spirit of the season.
Yeah, that's at noon tomorrow.
That's correct. At St. James Church. So let's get that out there.
Yes.
So I know I will have family at home, but I know I'll take that opportunity to share with family of the community in that St. James event.
It's marvelous. Martin, thank you so much, and a very Merry Christmas and happy holiday season.
And to you as well, Kate. I'm thinking, is this your first full or second full or a year and a half, or don't tell me it's more than that, because you seem like you've been part of this family for a long time.
It is more than that. This will be my third Christmas here.
Well done. Yes. And certainly we appreciate your not only radio activities, but with all the activities in our community. So from our family to yours, a Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Merry, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.
Amen. Ho, ho, ho.